Another support for continuity, for this stability of mindfulness, is to bring some curiosity to where awareness gets lost, where we are not aware. And while we're not going to know that while it's happening, we can be aware of that after the fact. And it can be useful to have an intention or a sense of curiosity about whether there are patterns to awareness being lost. Those times of day, activities we do, certain states of mind where we tend to not be mindful. So we can kind of have a curiosity or an intention, just the kind of setting an intention to have that question, where is mindfulness not happening today? And what are the patterns of that? We might notice immediately after when mindfulness returns, that moment of effortless mindfulness. But this kind of exploration is, or this kind of intention or curiosity is more of a, it's almost like an inventory of our day. Where are we mindful? Where are we not mindful? And so you could, having this intention at the end of the day, kind of reflect back. Where was mindfulness not happening? Are there any patterns to this? And noticing those patterns. As we begin to recognize, yeah, as soon as I step outside of the door, I lose mindfulness. Or when I start a conversation, I lose mindfulness. Or when the mind gets pulled into a project, I lose mindfulness. Or when boredom arises, that's the mind state I just sink into. Hard to be mindful of boredom or spaciness. Some of these states that we think of as inherently non-mindful, spaciness, sleepiness, low energy, just recognizing that there might be rabbit holes that we go down with our mind states. So knowing that, knowing where the places our mindfulness tends to get lost, then as we start to see through our day, you know, if it's a particular activity or a particular kind of engagement where mindfulness gets lost, then we can explore the possibility of, as we're heading into that activity, being curious about what happens. You could explore trying to keep the intention for mindfulness going, but in my own practice, what I found most useful is curiosity about what happens in that situation. What does the mind get hooked to? What does it pick up and depart on? What is the thought? What is the idea? What is the habit that the mind, it loses its engagement with awareness in that situation? So curiosity about that, rather than a kind of a, I'm going to stay aware while I go into the kitchen and make my meal. I'm going every step, I'm going to be aware, because that can be effective at times to can make the effort, make the mindfulness more continuous there. But it also may obscure that very effort, because effort is a fairly gross or obvious experience in the mind. When we make effort, it can obscure subtler activities of the mind. And so the curiosity is a much lighter kind of activity of mind. So when we're just curious, what happens here, as opposed to I'm going to stay mindful, then that curiosity can reveal something new, can reveal a way in which we get caught, something that we hadn't seen before. And so that bringing the interest or curiosity to not only where awareness gets lost, but as we see those patterns, the curiosity about what happens there? How does it happen that the mindfulness gets lost? What does the mind get hooked to? And noticing if there's any kind of beliefs or views in there around, can't be mindful while I'm doing that. You know, kind of letting mindfulness, kind of like almost the habit of letting mindfulness go because we think we can't be mindful there. So that exploration is useful, and I find fun, actually. It's fun to bring that kind of curiosity to the day. This is about learning. It's about growing our understanding, cultivating the wisdom of what's happening in our minds. It's not about judging ourselves for the fact that mindfulness gets lost, because it happens to all of us. You are not alone in having these pockets of non-mindfulness. So not to judge ourselves for it, but more, okay, what is this mind? How is this mind getting lost? And exploring that. So some curiosity about that. The other piece about continuity that was a little bit of a revelation to me in my own practice. You know, hearing about continuity on all these retreats, especially the longer retreats, the emphasis on it, and the teaching that it's continuity that will reveal the depth of understanding. You know, there is that understanding of the continuity. The continuity of mindfulness is where the wisdom develops. And so my idea, you know, is hearing that teaching, I kind of had this idea that, well, what continuity means is being mindful all day long. And yes, that is what continuity can mean. But I kind of thought, with that definition, I kind of thought that I have to be mindful all day long before there's any kind of insights. And that's not exactly the way it works, fortunately. So there's something that I've not heard other teachers particularly speak about this and using this language, but for me, there's this sense of moments of experience where there's a little, what I call a burst of continuity that happens. Mindfulness arises, and I often experience this when mindfulness is arising. That there's the kind of that effortless quality of mindfulness arising when the mind is right there in that moment and not judging it, but just available. Wow, here's mindfulness again. That is sometimes a time where there's could be as much as like 3 seconds of really continuous mindfulness for that 3 seconds. And in that 3 seconds, the mind can see something very clearly. A deep understanding, a deep insight into how the mind works. I got this lesson actually really early in my practice. where I was exploring a particular state of mind, curious about how it worked through my day. So I was practicing cultivating awareness of that particular state of mind in my daily life, getting really familiar with it, recognizing how it created suffering. And at one moment, I wasn't trying to be mindful. I wasn't, I was just doing something in my kitchen. I wasn't particularly engaging in trying to practice in that moment. But there was a thought that arose in my mind that was seen because it was very connected with that habit of that difficult mind state. So the mindfulness arose with the thought. And seeing that thought, the mind immediately saw the intention to kind of leap on that thought and head towards that mind state. Within a second or two, the mind saw that movement towards suffering and let it go. Just a little burst of continuity, seeing what the mind was doing and wisdom available in that moment to the wisdom that had been cultivated in the previous weeks of looking at that difficult mind state, knowing clearly that mind state is suffering. The wisdom was available in that moment as the mind saw itself heading there. Wisdom said, no, we're not going to do that. And so that burst of continuity, those few seconds, it was available. The mindfulness was available to see really clearly. And so the kind of the encouragement to notice the moment of mindfulness returning, to me, that's a really beautiful place to touch into potentially those moments of a few seconds of continuity that can happen where deep understanding might be available to see something. And at times to see something so profound. So the cultivation of mindfulness that we're doing, the cultivation of mindfulness, this engagement, the encouragement towards continuity, will cultivate more of these moments or more of these little bursts of mindfulness. And so to be available, to be curious in those moments, as opposed to judging the fact that it's not been absolutely continuous all day long. Just this moment of arising. What's here in this moment? This is all that we can be with anyway. It's just this moment. Past is not happening anymore. Future's not here. This transforming moment, changing conditions. This has come to be, this is passing away, this is all that there is.